Well, hello out there in podcast land. APN Powers is back with another episode today. Coach Pride coming to you. I may sound a little out of breath because I have been out here doing some running slash walking slash wogging type of stuff. But I tell you what, summer workouts are the best. I guarantee you you're going to sweat. Get your sweat in. But Lord, it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of fortitude. It takes a lot of perseverance and persistence to get out of here on a day in, day out basis. And I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I hadn't even been doing that, but I'm doing the best I can do. I'm maintaining. That's what I'm doing. I'm maintaining with the amount of traveling that I'm doing, the amount of bad eating that I'm doing. I am definitely not gaining any weight. So, you know, that could be a good thing at times as well. So, with that being said, today I'm coming to you guys with a special edition, really just trying to catch up. But something's been on my heart, and of course, when things are on my heart, I bring them to you guys, right? It's kind of like my blog, Coach with Pride's Thoughts, over there on Google Blogger. If you're not following me, guys, on my social media outlets, you're missing out on a lot. You're missing out on some of these little mini breaks that I've been taking. You're missing out on some good family fun that we've been having over at the Pride household and Team Pride. And so you want to follow me, I'm all over the place. I'm on Twitter, Coach Pride. I'm on Facebook. I've got two pages on Facebook. Angela R. Pride, that's my author's page. That's my kind of When Women Lead page. I want you to follow me there. And then, of course, I've got Coach with Pride, which is my leadership training and development, business coaching, etc., right? So head on over and follow me on those social media outlets, and you can keep up with how I'm trying to empower those around me. But today, I really want to talk to you guys a tad bit about feelings. You know, I've been noticing a lot. People are just in their feelings so much, and they put so much weight on those feelings, so much stock into those feelings. And for me, I was taught early on, you know, that our feelings don't really mean anything. Doesn't mean that Coach Pride is saying we don't value your feelings or you shouldn't value your feelings. But what I'm saying is feelings are just like buttholes. Everybody's got them, right? And so anytime you have too much of anything, it's not good. And so what I'm saying to you today and what I'm encouraging you today is to get out of your feelings so much. Take action. Do something. Whatever you're in your feelings about, you have control to do something about that thing. He broke up with you. You have control to move on with your life, to be better, to cause him to regret his decisions, right? Your business didn't work out the first time. You have control. Are you going to start another business? What are you going to do in order to be better? What are you going to do in order to continue to grow in aspect of the things that you need to do? So I guess in a nutshell, I'm basically saying utilize your choices. Everything in life is about choices. You can decide to have that pity party. You can decide to get into your feelings and be angry or be hurt or emotional and act on that. Or you can use those emotions. You can channel that thing so that it's a win-win for you. Okay? And that's what I really want you to do. I want you to get out of those feelings. Whatever it is. I know you're in your feelings right now. You're listening to this podcast and you're going, what does she know about feelings? Everything's perfect for her. Absolutely not. I know sometimes that may be how it seems. Because again, guys, social media is seriously the highlight reel. You see the best of the best. I mean, now some of us out here might be airing our dirty laundry. Some of us out here might be telling all of our business and whatnot. And you know the goods and the bads and the ups and the downs. Coach Pride just chooses seriously not to focus on those down. Doesn't mean I don't have down days. Doesn't mean I don't have bad days. Every day in the Pride home is not like Sunday. Trust me, them little Prides, boy, I tell you what, they can push a button. They can get on your nerves. They can take you to the limit. And I'm sure I do the same thing for my spouse and vice versa. But at the same time, I choose to not dwell there. What am I going to share on social media or share with someone else who can't even help me, who can't even coach me through, who can't even get me through? Why would I be sharing that type of information? And you have to look at things the same way. So with that being said, what choice are you going to make today regarding those feelings of yours? you know, I think about the people that are so deeply involved in other people. Like, I really do get a kick out of guys like following various celebrities on social media and listening to the comments of people that are seriously on the outside looking in, but they have so much to say. You know, and it's like I said in my last podcast, stop worrying about them. If they were more focused on their own success, their own families, and their own things, instead of trying to give these guys who, again, they're watching, they're following, you know, how I'm going to come on your page following you and try to give you advice? I mean, you know, think about that. Just put some perspective on it, you know. But I get a kick out of it because people are so opinionated. So, you know, somebody can post something about their kids and people start talking about their relationship. Oh, well, you're cheating on your wife and, you know, you shouldn't do this and you should be thankful for TV and yada, yada, yada. Well, you're sitting behind a computer. Matter of fact, no, not sitting. You're hiding behind a computer judging someone else's situation. What about your situation? So I attribute that to them being in their feelings. They're in their feelings about some celebrity doing something that they probably wish that they could do, which they probably have dreamt of doing. And, you know, are those celebrities perfect? Are the government officials perfect? Are the hierarchy that we look so much to, are they perfect? Absolutely not. And I don't think that they're trying to be. People are trying to, in all honesty, live their best lives. But I think that a lot of us sit on the sideline and judge or get in our feelings about certain things. And I just don't understand how that could possibly be productive. I really don't. Like, just... that's just a Coach Pride perspective. How is that productive? How is that working for you? Is that getting you anywhere? And even when you do get in your feelings, even when you're feeling some type of way about stuff, you know, we've been talking about immigration a lot here in this country lately. And, you know, a lot of people are in their feelings about, you know, kids being snatched away from their mothers and this, that, and the other. But a lot of those people, guys, are the same people that will not get out in November and vote. See, that's what this podcast is about today. It's about action. It's about what are you going to do about it? Getting in your feelings and staying where you are and feeling some type of way about something, it does nothing for anyone, including you. And I want you to think about that. So, you know, I had a situation where I was coaching someone and basically they just had a bad situation and they felt like they were being cheated. They felt like they were being mistreated. They felt like they weren't being treated right. And instead of them using that to motivate them, they got in their feelings. They started blocking people. People that they had to deal with now, they started blocking people on social media. They stopped speaking, you know, and it's like, is that conducive to the environment that you're going to be in? It's one thing to do that if you feel like you're never going to see that person again, but you done got in your feelings. And a lot of times you can cut off your nose to spite your face. If you're going to have to deal with those people, if these are your employers or these are your family members or these are associates that you're going to have to be in close proximity with, I don't know if that's the most productive thing for you to do, to allow your feelings to push you to do some things that may have some later consequences. I need you guys to think about your consequences. Think about, you know, what you're doing. You know, the Bible talks about be angry, but sin not. And I think that that really, again, is great perspective for. Doesn't mean that you can't have that emotion. Doesn't mean that you can't feel that way. But you're not supposed to act based on that feeling. You're supposed to act based on rational, logical thinking. So today I challenge you. Today we're talking about feelings. And today I challenge you to not allow your feelings to push you into something. You know, fear is a feeling. Fear, ironically, causes people to hold on to the strangest thing. And I have a great picture of that. It's probably on one of my Instagram somewhere. It's a frog that's seriously holding on to the mouth of an alligator or a crocodile or something like that. I think it's a gator. But fear will cause us to hold on to the strangest things. Why are you holding on to that thing? Why can't you allow that fear to push you to go ahead and do what you're supposed to do? What's the worst case scenario? Right? For the little frog, jump and save your life. You're quicker than him, probably, right? But we have to be able to do these things in our lives, guys, too. I mean, when I talk about adults being in their feelings, when I talk about, you know, grown-ups, I'm talking about 40s, 50s, 60s, being in their feelings and allowing those feelings to make them react in such a way to where it's detrimental to them. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Like, I think about often as well, me and my husband often laugh because, I mean, you know, God, the grace of God has never caused us to leave a church per se. But, you know, and this is not a shot at anybody. I think people do what they feel like is best for them. But again, notice I use the word feel. Like, consult God. See what God is saying to you before you just do something. Because people will get mad at the pastor because he gave a sermon that they felt like he was talking about them. Well, hopefully, if they in the word enough, they would know that hopefully that man of God is not really being moved by their situation. Hopefully he's being moved by God, right? But people leave churches for all kinds of reasons. People leave churches because, hey, you didn't come visit me when I was sick. Wow. Well, you know, the word of God says, I will never leave nor forsake you. It didn't say man will never leave nor forsake you. The word of God talks about, you know, God is not like man, that he should lie. So if he says he'll never leave or forsake you, if that is not enough to comfort you, if you are looking for the comfort of man, you're looking in the wrong place. Trust me when I say that. You're looking in the wrong place. Stop allowing those feelings to make you do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. Another great example outside of the church is athletics. You know, you have athletes that get emotional, that quit in the middle of a performance, or, you know, get in their feelings and feel like somebody did something to them instead of shaking it off and being able to play through it. True champions can play through it. And so, you know, you see it all the time in basketball in particular, or you may see it in football as well. Have you ever seen a cornerback get into the head of a receiver and then the receiver ends up not being able to catch any more balls for the game? I mean, wow, it's something to see, trust me. But at the same time, we are in control of our feelings. We are in control of our emotions. We should not be allowing ourselves to get taken out of our game plan, because that is the competitor's mission. That's the enemy's mission, to take you off track, to get you off track so that you won't be able to complete the things that you're setting out to complete. And so, you know, when you allow that, again, that's a choice that you're making. You can't blame anybody for that choice but yourself. And so with that being said, make better choices, my good people. You know, feelings are great. They're going to come and they're going to go. But you get to choose how you're going to respond to them. You get to choose how you're going to, what action needs to be required for you to change that feeling, to shift that feeling, etc., etc. Right? Right. I hope that you guys can understand where I'm coming from with this feeling situation. I talked about, you know, everything from just personal feelings to, you know, feelings in the church. You know, that a lot of people attribute to their spirit that may or may not be true. You know, it's an athletics. It's all over, you know, but the thing is that you have the capability to overcome any type of feelings or anything that you're going through. You just have to receive that thing for yourself. You know, like I said, it happens to us all. I'm not pretending that I don't get in my feelings at some points throughout the day as well. But what I'm saying is you get to choose how long you dwell there. And that's the most important thing, because if you don't just sit there and simmer in something and allow it to fester, a lot of times you won't react based on that. And so that's what I want to challenge you guys today. And for the duration of your life, you know, you know, it's maturation. You have to get better at doing things instead of just, you know, because when you train yourself, you know, like, think about your children, like when they were in their terrible twos and they would get in their feelings and they would just have the little temper tantrums and or throw a fit or whatever. You know, think about how you treated them and how you responded to that behavior, because a lot of times we can see the same similarities from when they were two and when they were 18. And so we have to be careful, because, you know, when you're 2 years old, you know, people are a lot more understanding. People are a lot more acceptable. But when you're 42 and you you're exhibiting that same behavior, you're just an adult now and you're just able to maybe verbalize more, but you're reacting, you're acting out, you're lashing out, you are saying anything that comes to your mind. That is not maturity, ladies and gentlemen. That is not, I just feel it, so I say it. I gotta say what I feel. This, that, and that's called being immature. And today I want to encourage you that you definitely can grow from that type of immaturity, but it's a lot more difficult when you allow things to just continue to happen. When that's your answer to certain things, it doesn't get easier for you to try to fix those types of behaviors. So, I mean, I've just seen a lot of different things, you know, working on my third book that's about, you know, removing the excuses and making the necessary adjustments. You know, our feelings can be one of those things that we need to be trying to adjust, you know. And when I think about feelings too, I have to talk about attitude. It's how you look at it. It's how you are going to, what is going to be your reaction, how you're going to respond to whatever that negative situation is, whatever that feeling is that's rising up in you. And I'm not saying suppress feelings, because, you know, in this day and age too, guys, I read this morning, there was another suicide this morning, but we have an abundance of people taking their lives because they don't know how to properly deal with their feelings. And this is a shameless plug, guys. If your feelings are that out of control, if you feel like you're on the verge of a nervous breakdown, if you are dealing with severe depression, please seek help. Please find someone to talk to. It may not be your pastor, it may not be your spouse, but find you a medical professional, a clinical professional, someone who can help you through it. Because again, nothing is worth you taking your life. But also, you know, but I'm kind of poking fun a lot, because I see so many people reacting to how they feel about something. When, you know, again, I've been taught as well, you know, God is not moved by our feelings. You know, what is your higher power saying to you? If God's not moved by our feelings, God wants to see how we're going to respond. He wants to see where our faith is. He wants to see what type of action. Faith without works is dead, right? So even if you have faith, if you're not willing to put some things into action, then that doesn't matter either. So it's like, you know, these feelings, though, they have their own little box. And again, I respect it, but I just think that we've got to get to a point to where we're not dwelling there, we're not staying there too long. You know, the biggest thing, like I said, I think about my young people, and I tell you what, my babies, they've taken me through a whole lot of other different feelings. Because they have a lot of different feelings. My two oldest ones, they're just different. You know, I don't know if it was, you know, because they had to be the leaders or because they had to mature a little bit faster, but it's totally different. And it's not to say that one thing is good or bad, but I tell you what, my stress points have gone to another level with these babies. I'm just going to let y'all know that. So parents, be warned, if you've got multiples, you know, God'll throw a monkey wrench in there. He's not going to give you that same stuff. You know, he'll give you that one that, you know, maybe has a control over their feelings. And then he'll give you that one that definitely can't, you know, cope, so to speak. So, you know, we just need to be mindful, though, that everybody has feelings. So just because you are feeling a certain type of way, think about the other people involved in that situation. Perhaps they're feeling some type of way as well. You know, and so it's not just about you. You know, that's the other challenge that I give you guys today. Learn to remove yourself from something. Everything ain't about you. And in most cases, it's so much bigger than you. I have learned that through all of the things that I've gone through thus far in my life, there is always a lesson. It may not even be a lesson for me. And I'm like, God, why? I think we're all like, God, why? But it may be a lesson for me to minister, to mentor, to help someone else through a similar situation. And so, again, that's that attitude. That's how we're going to choose to deal with it. That's how we're going to choose to respond to it. And I choose to have a positive attitude for the most part. Like I said, guys, I'm not perfect and I don't pretend to be, but Coach Pride gets frustrated as well. Ask my family. They will tell you. Now, don't ask them because they might write you a book about it. But at the same time, we all, there's always another level, right? I'm always telling you guys there's always another level. So just because maybe you're not so good at something today doesn't mean that you can't work on that thing, pray about that thing, get better at that thing tomorrow, right? And so that's what I want to just drop by today. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. If this podcast has spoke to you in any way, if you know that it will speak to someone else, please share it. Please tweet it. You can copy the link. You can send it through your Twitter, Google Plus, Facebook, Tumblr, whatever. Okay, share it with someone else. Don't just keep it to your don't just keep it to yourself. Right, be a blessing to someone else. Bless someone else by allowing them to hear these encouraging words. Because again, guys, I don't do this podcast situation. AP Empowers is truly trying to propel you to your next level. It is set up to be empowerment. I'm not just talking to hear myself talk. I really want to help somebody. I want to see somebody move to their next level today. And I can do that through you. You know, God works through people. You guys can share this. Your circle may be bigger than mine. You may have a similar circle, but trust me, when it's good news, we need to learn how to share that, because we will not hesitate to share bad things, right? And we will not hesitate to get online and vent and talk about how we feel and what's going on in our lives. But we need to definitely be careful to monitor those things and make sure that we're not doing things just because we feel a certain way, okay? Because our feelings don't really make a whole lot of stuff happen. It's just the emotions. You know, I talk about in my first book, Emotional Prose. Emotions are fine, but everything needs to be contained. Everything needs to be controlled. Everything needs to be put into a perspective of, you know, what the different circumstances are for you, right? I'm not here to tell you what those circumstances are. I think that you can make that judgment for yourself. I think you're perfectly capable of making that judgment for yourself. But in the meantime, in between time, Coach Pride just stopped by to say, get out those feelings, guys. Get out those feelings. Don't allow other people. The last thing I want to talk about is don't allow other people to have you in a place with your feelings. You know how you feel some type of way about somebody because they did you wrong, but then every time you see that person, you feel in some type of way. You've got to get to the point to where you can, in all honesty, forgive that person and move past that situation. Because when you don't, what happens is it really stunts you. It stunts your inner growth because you haven't moved past it. And I meet so many people, especially in the coaching profession, where, you know, we'll start out coaching and then maybe 8 months later, we're finally getting to the point where they've forgiven that person or they're ready to move on. And they say early on, oh no, I've forgiven them, blah, 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 blah. It's over. I'm done with it. But then anytime that person's name come up, they heated, they hot, they feeling some type of way. They can't see themselves speaking. They can't see themselves giving this person a hug. And I do realize that there are some excruciating circumstances to where that may be the case. But for the most part, guys, don't stunt your growth because you got some type of feelings about somebody else. You got to learn how to let that person go, how to release that person. You know, a lot of people don't like forgiveness, but what I'll say is to release that person. When you learn how to release that person, that's only merely freedom for you. Okay? And if you want to be free, I want to be free. Peace is free. You hear me? Peace, I mean, you can't put a price on it. You can't put, it's freedom. You feel some type of way when you're free, when you've released people, even the people that have done you wrong. Absolutely. Especially those people. Because again, I think God's got something for you. He's trying to grow you out of that. And you encounter people again. I don't want to talk to them. I can't shake their hand. I can't do that. Don't allow those people. Those people have a certain type of power over you. And I am urging you today to take your power back. Don't allow those feelings to run your life. Don't allow those feelings to stop your blessing. Don't allow those feelings to block your growth. There is more in store for you, but you've got to go get it. It's not going to just be handed to you on a silver platter. But again, I know some of you out there under the sound of my voice are dealing with feelings. And again, I just stopped by today to encourage you. I want you to be better. I want you to grow. And until next time, AP Empowers got to sign off. But you guys have a great, productive remainder of your day. All right, y'all be blessed. Again, don't forget to hit me up on social media. Angela R. Pride, Coach with Pride, Coach Pride, Coach with Pride on Instagram. Go ahead and hit me up. I will definitely share this on all of my social media outlets. It will be like in my bio on Instagram and whatnot. So I'd love to hear your feedback. Be sure to leave me a comment. If you're dealing with some feelings and you'd like to be you know, some assistance with that, reach out to me. I may be able to help you. All right, y'all be blessed. Have a great day.